David Shearer, the SRSG in South Sudan for the UN.
So what are your impressions of Bunj?
They've got some real challenges here, obviously. There's 130,000 refugees that have come across the border into South Sudan from Sudan. I mean, there's obviously some tensions there with the local community. At the same time, there's also some tensions within those people that have come across as well, particularly in the last few weeks. So the humanitarian organisations are managing those very well. I was pleased to see the general state of the camp and the way it's been managed and handled. But also very pleased to see our UNMISS forces on the ground, supporting, providing the security and the confidence for these agencies to be able to get on and do their work.
How important is it to have UN peacekeepers here?
Well, certainly for the people here and what they were telling me over the last couple of hours, it's very important. It gives them the confidence that they need to be able to work in this environment. It seems very calm here, but when you look back at the incidences that have happened over the last 6 or 7 months, these flare up without any real warning. And there's been three of them. Major looting's gone on, people have been killed. So having peacekeeping forces here and just providing that degree of, protection and confidence to the humanitarian agencies is very, very important.
And of course it's a tough place to have to work.
Yeah, this is very remote. It's right up there on the Sudan, South Sudan border. There's the oil fields, which are very strategic, are just 2 hours down the road. And there's opposition forces against the government, which are active in the area, as well as the SPLA North, which is the group that is fighting against the Sudanese government over in Sudan, and that are coming back into South Sudan in and around this area. So that's a crossroads for a lot of different conflicts that are happening, and that makes it very volatile. And it's also therefore makes it very important that we have our presence here, and that they are able to provide some confidence to the humanitarian agencies that are working.